Well, if you're an Indiana woodland owner, you may have heard of the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment. It's a long-term, large-scale experimental study of forest management and its impacts. It was started back in 2006 and will continue for another 81 years. Kat Shea, who is based in Morgan County, is the Forest Project Coordinator for the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment.
So our goal is to study the impacts of long-term forest management on public and private lands within the Central Hardwood region. Southern Indiana is a big part of that region.
She says one area of focus is to study the many animals that live in our woodlands.
So many different plants and animals are adapted to be dependent upon that ecosystem, whether it's for habitat that it provides or whether it's for food. So bats is one of our ongoing long-term projects. Deer, breeding birds, cerulean warblers, which is another fun one, small mammals, squirrels, you name it, we've studied it.
How can Indiana woodland owners benefit from the research done by the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment?
Let's say we've got a landowner who's really passionate about bird watching and really wants to create habitat for the scarlet tanager, and they want to know what they can do to better facilitate that bird or a series of birds on their land. They can contact Purdue Extension, they can contact consultant foresters, or tap into the legacy of work that the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment has contributed.
Learn more about the Hardwood Ecosystem Experiment at heeforeststudy.org. You can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.